This is Anderson Penn's podcast, episode 77 for Tuesday, November 12th, 2013. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
This is the Anderson Penn's radio network.
We're going to ink it up on 11, 12, 13. It's pretty cool, right?
It is cool.
I don't know.
So here we are. Tuesday, after the Ohio Penn Show.
Wait. Otherwise known as, oh, thank God, the last Penn Show of the year. At least for me. I'm just saying.
So, yeah, this makes the Grand Tour 14 Penn Shows in 11 months.
God.
How do you feel about that?
Thank God it's November.
It's November. There's no show in December.
Woo.
So we're good until
January.
Yeah.
So. Awesome. I'm already starting to make plans.
2 months. You're starting to make plans for what?
Philly.
For Philly?
Yeah.
What are you making plans?
I already told Gary Garner that I would work the auction.
Oh, auction.
I told him I could glare at you actually more easily from in front of you than next to you.
Okay. I'm done with that. As long as there's an auction, I'm good. So.
Yep. And this way I can glare at you and Stephanie.
Oh, my God. I think we should, we have a lot to cover tonight. A huge, huge show recap, so I think we ought to just jump right into it, don't you?
I'm just going with, oh, my God.
I guess there was a little early drama trying to get out of the house on Wednesday. We're about getting ready to leave, and Lisa had picked up her mom. At the airport and brought her in.
Pick up mom. I thought I picked her up on Tuesday.
Oh, you did. Okay. So, well, we're getting everything set up. We're getting the car packed, and all of a sudden, Doris asked me. She says, "Well, can you check the thermostat? It's kind of cold in here. We turned the heat up." Well, sure enough, the thermostat ceased to work.
No.
About 2 hours before we were getting ready to leave.
Yeah, Mom said, can you check the thermostat? It's a little chilly in here. And went to the thermostat. It's digital. Turned it up. Didn't kick on. Uh-oh.
Yeah, so a couple hours later, got the got a thermos guy here to take a look at it. And furnace guy. Furnace, yeah. Thermos?
It's because we were talking about the thermostat, yeah. So the furnace guy shows up. Nice guy.
Nice guy. He laughed at me for about 3 minutes straight when I told him what kind of furnace I had. He says, oh, that thing is old. I'm like, yeah, I know. Just get out here and fix the dang thing. It turns out it's a small wiring problem. And we were on our way by about, was it about 10:30? We hit the road?
It was about 10.
10 o'clock at night.
A little bit later than we'd planned on, but it wasn't. I mean, it could have been so much worse.
Yeah. So we got on the road, and I don't even remember. I'm still kind of in a blur from the week. Did we stop and rest somewhere? I don't remember. We might have. Did we drive straight there? I don't remember. I don't remember Thursday much.
I don't remember. I know that on the
we
way
got there kind of late.
Didn't because we couldn't move the seats.
Well, no, that was on the way back, right?
Right, on the way back. But on the way down, I don't think so.
Don't remember. Well, we got to the show kind of late. Well, later than expected, not kind of late. But the ballroom was full up. We had to kind of
finagle some space,
I guess is a good way to put it. And we got to set up two tables, so we got the ink the set clip. Up.
Yeah.
And in the vintage cases, and didn't do much. Took a while to get that set up, but it was good to.
It was good to just stretch, and it was in the one small trading room, which apparently they're going to rename the Anderson Room.
Can we sponsor that?
I think we might. With that many tables, I think we are. It was nice to be able to look around and to see people and. It's much more casual than most of the other days because people are kind of sharing tables and
yeah, it's pretty low key, but we The deal is if I want to bid on the Thursday night auction, I have to go and work on Thursday. So,
yeah, if we're going to spend money Thursday night, we need to at least be set up and have the option to make some money.
So let's see.
That's my policy.
Yeah. Was there anything of? I mean, there wasn't really anything of major interest that happened really during the day. I don't think. We did have.
We were setting up and we were barely in the door and Ed C showed up.
Oh yeah, yeah. Ed C shows up.
I think he's he was stalking us. We didn't twist him, did we?
No, I did not twist him. No. Just the usual folks. So let's fast forward a little bit. So yeah, we saw a bunch of people, of course, and then it was time. We needed to get some food before the auction. There was a wine and cheese party, but we really hadn't eaten much during the day, so we decided to skip the wine and cheese and go for some real food.
Yeah, some of that cheap wine.
Here we are, six minutes in. We're going to talk about food. here's the tip of the night here. So if you go to the Ohio Penn Show, if it is now, there's some rumor I read that the hotel got bought out by another company. I saw it on Zoss, and then they're doing some massive renovation.
It's still technically called the Crown Plaza at the moment.
Okay. Well, if it's there and it has the same people, the quesadillas are the way to go.
Boy.
Oh my God. We had what else? I had a French dip, and you had what did you? You had a sandwich of some sort for dinner.
I had a turkey club, and it was huge. I ended up taking half of it home, and I had it for lunch the next day.
Yeah. So, but the quesadilla is the bomb. I mean, you can just get appetizers, and you're all set. So,
which we did the next day, whenever.
Saturday night, I think it was, but. That, and they had Sam Adams Oktoberfest on tap, so I was very happy.
That was yummy.
Happy camper.
Yep.
So we ate, and then it was auction time, and 110 lots, I believe, was the Thursday auction. And this year, and if you watched this last week, most of the time the Thursday auction is kind of referred to as the parts auction, but it really, really wasn't the case this time around.
There were some nice things.
There were some really nice things. I'm just going to jump right into it. The one thing that I really, 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 really wanted is right here. This cute little guy.
What did you buy that night?
What did I buy that night? I'm showing you.
It's tiny.
It is.
What are you doing buying a ring top?
It's an Aiken Lambert.
Does it have a nib?
It has a nib. Aiken
no
Lambert.
No way.
It has a nib.
Seriously? The right
Aiken
nib?
Lambert safety. This is the baby. Oh, it's not really baby size. I mean, it's a smaller size. They only made two sizes as far as I can tell. Cute little pin, great condition. It's got a nice gold-filled crown on the top. Super, super little pin. So I was really happy to get that at a reasonable price. And then we're sitting there, and you know, I mean, there are some pins, as in most auctions, they're just going for just ridiculous prices. They're not very expensive, but you can't buy everything. Yeah, you can't buy everything. So I just decided I was gonna throw a bid in on this modeled hard rubber Wirt, and nobody was bidding on it because it had a Parker Lucky Curve nib. It's an early Lucky Curve nib, so, and I'm thinking to myself, well, I've got a couple of Parker eyedroppers that could use nibs, so I put in a bid, and lo and behold, this was the cheap buy of the night. Really strong, dark black rubber versus red rubbering on this one. It's really, really a striking pen in person. You can't really tell on TV. And then one of the last pieces of the night.
I don't remember all this.
You don't remember? I am well. Yeah.
I was tired.
I'll just hold this up and you'll remember it. Remember this one?
I remember that.
Okay, so this pen goes up for sale and I had seen it. And it's big. It's a big, big pen. Let me see if I've got what do I have in that people
Isn't
would
that
recommend
a song?
Here.
Yeah. It's big, big.
Here's a Schaefer Crest right next to it. You can see how big this is. I mean, it's just a pretty good size pen, and a Crest is about the same size as a 51. Two nice gold filled bands on the barrel, pressed bands, and then like a ring band on the cap. This is a John Holland. It has an 1887 patent date on it. And then watch this. So you pull the cap off.
Magic.
Hang on, let me optimize this for your viewing experience here. you pull the cap off, and of course you start to see the nib and the nib and more nib. And there's the nib. Look at this.
That's
thing.
Pretty big.
Huge.
You bought me a shovel.
I bought a shovel, yeah. So it's a John Holland number 8 nib. Now, I had several opinions. Many people thought that perhaps this was a dip pen nib that was put on an early John Holland. It is
That's
period,
what I think.
It is period correct. However, if you look at the feed on the back, the feed is almost as long as the nib. So yeah, who knows? It could be a transitional period. John Holland was well known, even as far back as the 1860s. For their dip pen nibs. So, and this is about an 1888, 1889 piece. It could be original. It's certainly period correct. It's a very large nib eyedropper. So that was exciting to get that. Actually, I stopped bidding, and then Lisa leaned over and grabbed the number and took over for me.
I don't know what you're talking about.
She whispered that one word in my ear that I love to hear. Christmas?
Well, we evened up later.
We did even up later. So
oh yes.
Those are the three winnings for the auction
for Thursday.
For Thursday.
Yep.
Let's see, Friday.
Wait. So Thursday we went to sleep, and I gotta tell you, there is nothing like sleeping for the first time in 2 days. It was heaven.
Yeah.
Friday we had our own tables, and it was good to get all set up. Took a while. It always does.
Wasn't too bad, though. I mean, you've got the ink all ready to go, so.
Yeah.
It was
decent traffic. It was great to see a lot of people.
Go ahead.
Was it the small room and the ballroom?
Yes. Yes. Yeah, on Friday, it's both rooms.
So people were starting to come in, and vendors and weekend traders. Oh, we forgot the big thing.
Well, there's are we talking about our guest?
So Thursday.
Was it Thursday?
And we've known about this for a while.
Oh, it was Thursday. Yeah.
It was Thursday night while we were at the auction.
Mm-hmm.
And people must have thought that I was like sitting on nails or something, because most of the way through, after about 9:30, I started to look at the door constantly. Like whiplash or something, because we were waiting for the one, the only, Mr. Eric Schneider to arrive.
Wait.
It was so awesome. Phenomenal. So Eric arrived. That was great. I don't remember much after that.
Yeah.
Did we go to the bar?
No, actually, after the auction, that's right. After the auction, you, Eric, and I split a bottle of wine.
In our room, that's right.
In our room, courtesy of Mr. Joel Hamilton.
Joel Hammond. Hamilton. God, I'm thinking Holland and Hamilton, yeah.
And so after pretty much a full day of, I don't know, did we get any sleep at all that day?
No.
It was after midnight when we finally got to bed, so.
It was nice.
Friday morning kicked off about, what, 6 o'clock?
Yeah, way too early.
And I can't even tell you what happened on Friday.
It was a good day. It was just your average sort of trading, sort of selling. We bought, what, 35, 40 pens from Doug.
Let's see. Let me tell you. Here's one bag.
Eric, somebody says, who is Eric Schneider?
Who is Eric Schneider?
No way.
Yeah.
He is the FP geek.
Yep. So this is bag number one. I don't know how many's in there. A couple dozen in there.
I thought there was at least 3 slaughter boxes, which would have been 30.
Yeah. I just dumped them all into a bag because I need to have them visible. Did we buy that other bag that day? No. Okay. Well, I mean, just in general, over the weekend we bought that. Here's another bag of Esterbrooks that some guy just brought to the table.
Yeah, that was kind of fun.
Fountain
he just
Pen
walks
Hospital.
Up
yeah.
And hands it to us and says, here, I brought these for you.
So okay. Yeah, we looked at them. They, you know, some of
he
them
named
are,
a price that was more than fair, and
we took
paid
it.
Him, and we said, well, no, now we have 2 big bags. What's
now we got, yeah, we got 2 big bags of Esterbrooks.
Yep.
So, I mean, that's enough fine. To keep me busy for quite a while. Some good pens in there. Some, you know, that need some help. Fountain Pen Hospital was there, so I managed to pick up a few, not much. Interesting pens.
You bought pens on Friday?
Was that Friday? I don't remember
I don't
if that was
know.
Friday or Saturday. It doesn't
They all
really
blur
matter.
together.
Yeah, well, so I got a couple pens from parts pens from Judd.
Yep.
And then let's not forget this big bag of nibs.
Oh yeah.
So yep. Some interesting stuff in there. So that was it. That was Friday. Let's see. So Friday pizza party.
Pizza party, yummy. They did a smart thing and they bumped it back 30 minutes so that if you're finishing up with a customer or you want to run some stuff up to your room, you've got time to still get food as well.
I think that was a smaller room than last year, though, because they had it across the way.
Might have been, yeah.
That room was a little bit smaller. So we took our food and we went out and ate kind of by the...
Where did we eat?
We ate out in front at the front table there.
Oh, that's right.
By the doors.
Oh, that's right. A bunch of us lined up at what is the registration table. So we sat there looking like we were running the place. And
that was pretty funny. Yeah,
we had a good time. We had a good time. We told Terry that we were going to have T-shirts made with Terryisms on them.
That's when Terry actually started to listen to
the podcast.
To the podcast, funny. And he liked it. So
he was having a good time.
Good to have him listen.
And then after the pizza party was the PCA the PCA annual meeting. I hate those.
I know you do. I was well behaved.
Well, you and Ed were threatening to put on that jester hat that Ed brought. And
I saw him walking around with that thing on Saturday.
And sit in the back and distract me and you know, I don't mind teaching in front of, you know, 100 students. I don't mind doing the podcast. There's something about this audience of pen peeps that just throws me for a loop. So.
You did great. You did great.
The meeting was fine, and then we had coffee and cookies for dessert.
Yep.
And then I think before that, though, Rob Bader was buying people drinks, and apparently during the meeting, he got on the bar.
You had a PCA board meeting after the general meeting, so I went out to the bar, and by this time the Bylers had arrived, Mike and Tim,
who didn't say goodbye, by the way, Mike.
I know, I yelled at him.
What the heck, man?
They were there, and Rob was buying a couple drinks, and he was dancing on the bar for a while. It was crazy. After your meeting, we went back to the hotel for some sleep. Saturday was really the big day.
Yep, Saturday was great. When did our other guest show up? Was that Friday or Saturday?
Maybe Friday.
Steph, when did you show up? So we're just standing at our table, talking to customers, doing whatever, and who jumps in front of us? Ta-da!
Stephanie. Our own Stephanie, yeah.
Our own Stephanie. Like, wait, what are you doing? Wait. Because the last time we saw her was D.C., and we didn't think we were going to see her again until...
Philly. Yeah. And there she was.
And then, poof. It was crazy.
Oh, wait, that was really cool to see her. So we had a good time, and we'll talk more about that in a bit. But I just remembered I have this pen on my desk I got to show you. So this was in the bag. This is one of those fountain pen hospital bags. It's a nice green VAC major, right? Nice looking pen. Open it up. Okay, it has a Japanese nib in it. But then I noticed the section doesn't look quite right. So I'm going to take it out and let's see. So I screw the nib out, and then look what comes out.
Oh my God! It looks like a freaking accordion.
It's weird. Well, it's what it is. It's an accordion sack, essentially, that somebody put in a vacuumatic, and it has a working diaphragm. It has a working filler unit, so that when you depress the filler, it compresses the accordion sack, which brings ink into the sack, and the thing actually screws in there. So anyway, I just want to show that the crazy, crazy things you see at pen shows.
Yep. Yeah, that was pretty crazy. That was weird.
So Stephanie shows up on Friday or
Which
whenever it was.
Was.
I think it was Friday.
I got it. No, she said Saturday morning.
It was a Saturday morning. Okay.
That was just crazy.
It was awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, it was great, but crazy.
And this was her first show.
First Columbus.
Columbus show, yeah. And I think she will agree that
that was a pretty good show.
It was a pretty good show. Yep. So that's kind of how Saturday started, and it was good traffic. Although there were a couple of lulls in the afternoon, but it didn't last very long. We bought some more stuff, but even
better. Wait a minute, wait. The other people who showed up, blew me away, were our. There are no words. Doug and John from Canada. Mm. Holy moly.
So finally got Doug to come.
Well, Doug hasn't been there for a while for a number of reasons, but we saw John in Detroit, and he said he was going to try and bring Doug to Columbus, and we haven't seen Doug in a couple years, and it was awesome.
Yeah, it was a good time.
I think I'm going to cry. It was awesome.
Don't cry. I'll talk about pens and that. I'm making it cry.
Well, pens you bought. It was fantastic to see Doug and John, and they brought their friend Mike, and it was just killer. And then a couple times, was it Sunday he took you aside, or was it Saturday that we did some shopping?
I want to say that was Sunday.
I don't remember.
I did make a
point to tell him that if he's going to take off with you to abscond with you and do you bodily harm to get you out of the picture, he needed to be a little more discreet.
Okay. Well, who cares?
That was a good, awesome.
Cool. So I got to show a couple of Esterbrook finds that we got on. I think these were both on Saturday. Now, again, we don't find stuff that we don't have very often. So now everybody's going to roast me on this. This is the one pen that I think I got all weekend that does not have a nib.
A couple of the Estes don't.
Yeah, well, this here, if you can see this, is an Esterbrook $1.50 pen. It's gray with red flecks. And as you notice, it has, wish I could focus this here, the original label.
That's cool.
Model BK, $1.50 with Durachrome point, $1.75 with Osmeridium point. And what's cool about this is the label is silver. And a lot of times you see these, they're tan. So that's cool. There's no section, there's no nib for this, but it's really a sweet, sweet pen. And then our friend Craig, Carl, I'm sorry, came up to me and handed me something. And actually, first when he gave it to me, he said, well, you know, don't say I never gave you nothing. You know, of course, when somebody prefaces something like that, you just, you know, you wonder. But he handed me this.
This is cool.
If you can see this, if you're listening to the audio version of the podcast, you need to tune in and check this out. I'm going to take a picture and I'll put it on Facebook. But look at this. It's a calling card. All it says on it is Esterbrook, and then there's a phone number. Okay, so he hands it to me, and I'm like, whoa, what is this? This, ladies and gentlemen, is the calling card of none other, Dorothy Jean Esterbrook.
That's cool.
So.
914, isn't that Westchester County?
Yeah, I was just waiting for you to say that.
I think it is.
Oh, I have no idea.
I live down there. I think it is.
All right. Okay. So that was cool. Nice little piece of ephemera for the collection.
Actually, we got a bunch of cool stuff.
We did.
We bought a book.
Hang on, it's at the bottom of my pile here.
Oh, sorry.
There is a new Schaefer book out there for you Schaefer collectors. 100 Years of Schaefer, and it's put out by, sponsored by the Schaefer Museum.
That was cool.
And it actually, it's very, very current. In fact, the last several pages include models that just came out within the last year, including the 100th anniversary pens are in this book. It's a very, very large book, tabletop size, coffee table size. But it's inexpensive. It's $35.
Yep. Well, the Schaefer Museum was doing some promotion. Sam also was passing out soda can koozies.
Oh, yeah.
I think it'll
cool.
fit a water bottle, too.
Yeah, they got a little carabiner clip on there.
That was cool. Yep. They got all sorts of cool stuff.
And we had a friend stop by the table and drop off a little something for you and for me.
Was it Sunday?
Was it Sunday? Am I jumping ahead?
I think it
ahead?
Was Sunday. I think
okay.
You are.
That's all right.
We'll get to that in a minute.
Okay. All right, we're going to continue on with Saturday. What else did we do on Saturday?
Did we eat?
We had lunch. What did we do for dinner Saturday?
Saturday we ate with Martin.
With Martin.
Mm-hmm.
At the restaurant. And again, we had the quesadillas. You got to have the
soup
quesadillas.
Soup and quesadilla. I think we each got soup, and then we split quesadillas and
The wings.
The wings, which were quite lovely.
Yeah.
And that was more than enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The rest of the food is just, it's huge. So that, and then of course after dinner.
Oh, dessert.
Before the auction is the dessert.
Now, Steph, you're in the chat. Jump in. That was some killer dessert, wasn't it?
It's like what? What did we determine? Is
like
it
30 feet?
30, 40 feet of just...
of sugary, confectionery. Yummy.
Yeah, it's amazing.
There were, what, two or three or four red velvet cakes and all these pastries and
cream puffs in honor of Bert Heisenberg.
Cream puffs. We all had to have some cream puffs in honor of Bert. And then at the very end, right before the coffee that you could have them add some Baileys and some real whipped cream to, was a platter of fruit. And so, of course, everybody's making these snide comments about it's just garnish and whatever. And I like fruit, so
okay.
I had some fruit.
No, it's good stuff. There's something there's something for everybody there. There really is. I mean, there's
if you like
pecan
pie,
pie.
If you like cake.
Just all sorts of stuff, yeah.
It was super yummy.
This year I tried not to. Last year I just completely, I did myself in. This year I tried to keep it a little under control. I think I succeeded a little bit. And then of course right across the hall is the auction. So
yeah.
You, me, and Steph and Eric for a while.
Yep.
Sat down. And we had a pretty decent spot in the auction for Saturday's complete auction madness, which was another 110 lots.
It was crazy. But yeah, the dessert, there are no words. Even pictures don't do it justice. Just 30 feet packed.
Yeah, I really got to take a picture of one of these. It's amazing. But
yeah, it was yummy.
So.
And then the auction.
And then the auction.
Oh, my God.
And so we had our eye on a couple pieces. And thankfully, they fell in order. They don't always fall in order the way you want them to fall in order, but these fell in perfect order. So,
not really, because I wished that the stuff that you were bidding on was earlier so that you would have relaxed a little.
So I wouldn't have bid on it?
No, well, you could have still bid on it, but you were a little...
Well, you know. So well, the first piece, we had our eye on three items. The first piece came up, I think it was item number 58. So we've got to sit through the first half of the auction, and then I'm going to share my screen. And this is something else. It's really, really a special piece. I'm not sure the era here. I want to say it's maybe 40s, 50s, somewhere in there maybe. Does that seem reasonably?
I guess.
You guess? I don't know. I'm not real good at it. And it's hard to find information about this. But here it is. We actually got into a little bit of a bidding war. With Bob Everett, who is the his father was the
president of Schaefer Canada.
President of Schaefer Canada. He was
like,
sitting next to us.
Dude, just call dad and tell him you want one. Quit bidding on our stuff. And he apologized after. He didn't realize that we were bidding on it. Even though he was sitting next to us.
But, right. And so here it is.
They called it the happy couple, but I think it's actually, it was designed as a display, and then there would be a pen in a case underneath.
Yeah. You could put
a
box set or something on the base there. And this thing is pretty high. It's about 2 feet high, maybe foot and a half high.
Foot and a half.
And it's heavy. It's very heavy.
Yes. Solid, some kind of ceramic.
Yeah,
it's really pretty.
It's stunning. This one is in perfect condition. There's no chips, cracks, nothing. Really pretty piece. There were, I believe, six different of these particular items made.
It was cool.
There was and there was another one in the auction. It was the so there was the, this one was the wedding. There was one called Graduation, one called Father's Day, Mother's Day, which that piece was actually in the off, auction. There was one for Christmas, and apparently there may have been a sixth one. Big things. And so Lisa stopped bidding about halfway through, and just to make up for,
I got you about 120
bucks or something.
150 or something.
And
you
no, it wasn't that. You got about 110, 120 bucks, and you let it go, and I just grabbed the number. So
I kind of groaned because Bob Everett kept going, and he bid, and then he kind of looked over, and he then realized we wanted it. So.
Well, and then so halfway stuff. In the middle, somebody says, "Oh, well, that was in Bert's store."
Yeah. So somebody else bid, but we prevailed.
I took over, and like Lisa keeps going, like with every bid, successive bid, she's like, Brian, you know, that's enough. Don't go any higher.
So we won.
So we did win.
Going, and I won, and we won. And it's beautiful. It looks great in the store.
It does, yeah. So
the joke, of course, was the happy couple won the happy couple.
So
that cute.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
Well, that was about it for Saturday.
No. Dear God, no.
All right, so back in August, I guess, in D.C., right after Bert Heiserman had passed away, Alice and... was it Warren? Bert's help in the store.
Yes, Warren Granick.
Warren Granick. We're passing things out in D.C. to people, some of Bert's pieces. And then I had seen at the end of the auction, at the end of the D.C. show, Terry Mayhorter, who was right behind us, who runs the Ohio show, this piece. And it's a big framed John Holland piece. That hung in Bert's store. And I thought, well, that's really cool.
Yeah, we saw it, and Brian commented on it, and I thought that was the end of it.
Well, I thought, I thought at the time it was my understanding that Terry actually had a buyer for it. And maybe he did, and the problem was shipping the thing. I mean, it's big. So
it's nice. Big frame. Big frame.
Much to my surprise, it shows up in the auction. So I'm making Lisa miserable for about a week and a half, 2 weeks before the show, saying
maybe longer.
Maybe longer. maybe not all because of this. That I have to have this. I have to have this piece. It's a photograph of John Holland. And so we get to the auction. Here it is. It's auction number 98 out of 110. So you got to sit through the whole auction. Now, of course, we're all excited. We won the Schaefer Happy Couple. The wedding piece, and this comes and you know, Lisa kind of whispers to me beforehand. She's like, "Well, how much are we going on this?" And she,
oh dear God, I'm she, like,
yeah. She throws a number out at me, and I'm thinking, "Oh crap, okay."
It's so like, high.
Yeah, well, because it was way higher than I was thinking about. I was going to go.
It's one of those things that if we don't win it,
you'll never ever get.
He's going to whine about it forever, ever. He's wanted it. He's been talking about it. And fine, this picture of a dead guy is going to come home with us.
So
that's what I've been saying.
Yeah, that's what she's been calling it. This is the picture of the dead guy. So the bidding starts. And, of course, you know, the advantage I have is that this thing is huge, so anybody who flies can't take it home. It's almost impossible to ship without risking breaking the frame. You know, and
yeah.
You gotta really want, yeah. You gotta like John Holland to really want this picture. So you know, you gotta have all these things that line up. And of course, there were some people that are interested, but I essentially just, you know, I did this. Just hold the number up, and when you guys are done, I'll just take it home.
Yeah.
And actually, it went for, there was a proxy bid, in on it, and. We took it home for a very, very reasonable price. Let me share the picture here for you. Here it is. And these are right off of Facebook. So
it's a beautiful wood what is it, walnut
frame? Yeah, something like that.
It's hard to tell in the picture, but the frame is probably between 4 and 6 inches wide, the actual wood part. Very intricate. It's very, very pretty.
Yeah. And go ahead.
Well, when we took it back to the hotel, first Brian put it on the wall between the bathroom and the bed, and I said, if you want to remain a happy couple, you're going to have to move that, because if I get up in the middle of the night and I bump into it with my toe, either I'm going to be pissed off because I broke a toe or something, or I'm going to knock it over and you're going to be pissed off. So he moved it directly across from the bed. So you wake up in the morning, you turn on the light, and there's this dead guy staring at you.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I thought about that, but you know what? I just didn't care at this point. So, it's in remarkably good condition. It is not signed by John Holland, but it is signed by the photographer. There's a little bit of a history that goes behind it, which we're able to pretty successfully track back. It says John Holland 1908 on it, and John Holland actually died in 1917. But this picture hung in the office of the president of John Holland until the factory closed. I'm not exactly sure the number. I've heard that the date was in the late 50s, although some sources indicate that John Holland was doing some sort of business up until the 70s even, which maybe makes some sense, because around 1980, the factory was put up for sale, and all the belongings it was like people just left. There were barrels of parts. There were all sorts of stuff. And so Abe Schwartz, who was a longtime collector, and we actually got to meet him. Well, I mean, you probably knew him before, but I didn't meet him until about 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, he's old.
Yeah, he was the guy that was like, he was like 105 if he was 3 days old.
Everybody would walk by and just kind of make sure.
Yeah, yeah. He'd sit at the table and he'd fall asleep, right? So Abe goes and he buys out a whole bunch of stuff, this picture included. And he decides he's going to put up the picture in various pen show auctions. Well, he puts a reserve on it, of course, because it's a fantastic, it's a one-of-a-kind piece. It's straight from the John Holland factory.
It's cool.
And it goes through 5 or 6 pen show auctions. Nobody ever reaches reserve, and it sort of starts to become this long-running joke that here's the John Holland thing again. Somebody just buy the dang thing. And finally, they release the reserve, and Bert Heiserman wins it and puts it in his store. So now it's been passed on to us, and right now it's actually sitting in the living room, but we are going to put it up in the store once we determine the best spot for it. We don't want to put it in light, but it's a stunning, stunning piece.
It's cool.
Yeah, couldn't be happier to have it.
And, of course, since that and the happy couple both went for less than I was prepared to pay, and I'm the first one to admit that when it comes to auctions, I'm cheap. I just won't go that high. And so there was one more pen that Brian wanted, and we bid on it, and he won.
Well, and the thing was, at this point, I said, you know what? I am satisfied. We got the two, in my opinion, best pieces of ephemera in the auction. I don't need the other pen. I really wanted this. We got it for less than we expected. And Lisa says, just bid on it, or I will. So here it is.
Ta-da!
Stunning, and this is really was the best. There was maybe 6 or 7 Wurtz in both auctions. This is really the best one, I think. Modeled hard rubber, some brilliant red modeling on this one. Number 3 size nib, just really a stunning eyedropper. It has the early 1885 patent date.
Yeah.
Nice pen, problem free. So. We got that, and that was pretty much it for Saturday. And I think we headed straight back to the hotel with John and the happy couple.
Yes. And then, now I don't remember what day I bought these, but I spent, maybe it was
I want to say it was Sunday.
See, Rob Bader is in a really good spot. he's right by the front door and he's right by the bathroom, so you have to pass his table. And so he had some vintage Quink.
Oh, that. Oh, you got that early. Yeah, it was maybe Saturday.
Yeah, and it's washable brown. So, Aziza, I'm not sure how this tastes. I'm not going to taste it on air.
Oh, man, no way.
I'm not. Actually, I haven't checked to make sure that they're actually washable brown. But
I think they are.
Yeah, so this is definitely vintage ink, but both bottles are full. I love vintage Quink. I don't know why. It's like I have a thing for flashlights that makes Brian laugh.
We go to a hardware store, and she's like, look, flashlights. You know, you get the, like those packages that have like six or seven of them in there, you know, and then like the little one and the big one,
like
you know, like one for every room of the house. Like, look, flashlights. Can we get them?
For the store. We can get a blue one for the store. I don't know.
Honey, you can have whatever you want. Whatever you want.
Ooh, oh my God. That's on the podcast. I can have anything I want.
So the buying didn't stop there, right? So Sunday,
Doug. I blame Doug. Doug came over. We had been chatting about he loves my Mare, and he loved my 75th anniversary that you got me for Christmas. Oh, and I told him that I wanted an Aurora and a Primavera to balance out the collection. And so he comes over and takes Brian away, which, of course, worries me just a little. But I figure I win either way. And Brian comes back and says, I found a Soleil.
Yeah.
And it's X much. So I go to look, and it's beautiful.
It's in the
pretty.
Box.
It's in the box.
With the bottle of ink.
With the bottle of ink.
It's been used maybe once. Paper.
Yeah, maybe used once.
Okay, stop this talking and showing, all right?
Oh, my. It's the yellow one. It's absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, look at that.
So what? Yep. Beautiful.
So now the problem is now you have... You have all three of them in the box with the bottle of ink.
Yep. I don't see a problem.
Well, that means the Primavera has to be, you have to get the Primavera in the box then.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing, though. The guy who had the Soleil also had another 75th anniversary.
This one right here?
Now, what nib does this have? I don't even know what nib this has.
I didn't even look. I just said... Medium, I think, is on that.
It's a medium. Yeah. That's fine. Same as my 75th. My Mare has a fine. I'm good. The 75th anniversary that the seller has, I don't even know what that is.
It's like it's a semi-flex italic, broad italic nib.
Killer.
It's got some flex to it, yeah.
But it's completely wasted on me. So we bought it anyway.
I've got it inked up.
What?
I have it inked up.
Well, I figured somebody's going to want it. So we took it.
Someone's got it in his pocket.
What? Put that thing away. It's gorgeous.
It is. It's really nice. It's very clean. It writes wonderfully. The price was too good to be true, so we snagged it, and there it is. So.
Yep.
Let's see. What else happened? Oh, you know, and then there was this funny moment happened. Also on Sunday, some guy comes up to the table and he says, I hear there's a guy from Wisconsin that buys John Holland pens. So I'm like, well, I'm from Wisconsin and I occasionally buy them. He's like, oh, here, I have this right here, a John Holland jewel.
Oh, that's right.
It's I think the clip is a replacement, but it's got this huge, huge, huge nib on it. Lever filler. It's black plastic with orange end caps. In really, really pretty good condition. So I snagged that for a pretty good price. And
yep.
I don't know if I'm going to keep that or not. I'll probably sell it. So.
Yeah, the problem, Steph was drooling on the 75th anniversary. So I'm still working on options for you, honey.
Yeah, sorry, Steph. I didn't know. I didn't think they were numbered, but I guess they were. Yeah. So. But I can get my little grinder out and change it.
Just take it off.
Just buff it off right there.
Let's see. We also had I don't receive things as well as I should, because I never know what to say when people just randomly give us stuff. I am too, I don't want to say that I feel unworthy, but because I don't, but I just think that it's so sweet and so unexpected. It just leaves me speechless, which, as most of you know, is really pretty rare. So during Columbus, our pen friend Art gave me a nib for my Prera, one of my new Preras, because I was talking about I hadn't tried the extra fine, so he brought me an extra fine nib, so that's cool.
Yeah, that was kind of cool.
Yeah, that, I mean, it was incredibly sweet, really cool, and so now I can play with my my colored Preras. So that was super thoughtful. And then our pen friend Bernadine showed up. She had emailed and said that she'd had a really busy weekend and she was trying to get there and she wasn't sure if she could. She'd offered to, I don't think she understood what she was offering to do, because setting up for a show and working at the table is not...
It's not in any way, shape, or form fun. we'll be the first to say it's not fun at all.
Yeah. So our friend Bernadine showed up, and she remembered that Brian had mentioned that we had sold our last night sky and didn't save one for ourselves.
And here she brought.
And she has a
still in the plastic.
And she brought one for Brian, which was so incredibly sweet.
Love this. So thank you very much.
Yes, it was wonderful. And for me, she brought a Panera gift card. So we actually
I can't wait to use that, because
I know
we didn't get a
chance
to go.
On the way home. We got home at like 4 in the morning or something.
Yeah, 3:30 I think it was.
But we will probably save it for the trip to Philly. But we will think of you, Bernadine. Yeah.
And
well,
that might have it before then. You know, well, we need
to go someplace.
Well, I don't know, date night maybe one of these days.
Oh, yeah, that would be nice.
Or date breakfast.
But that was incredibly sweet.
Yeah, it was really.
And then Gary Garner was in the hallway, and he was selling. These are at the store. He was selling these. I think they used to be blotters. Images that were on blotters or a calendar or something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, or advertisements or something.
They were Parker, right?
They were Parker, and they what they did is, and most of them were black and white,
them.
They colorized them, right, and then put them on a calendar.
And then, so these were prints from that. They were, I don't know, what, 18 by 18 maybe?
Yeah, they're square.
Nice.
Good size. I mean, they're frameable. You could just put them on the wall as is, which I think is what we're going to do.
We'll see. But Steph comes up, and she's got three really cool ones. And so we're oohing and aahing. And then she goes, here, for the store.
Well, it was funny because I had seen them from Gary. And Gary was, like, literally, like, right outside. There's the when you walk into the front, the door. Actually, it's a side door or whatever. But there's a front registration table. And then right there is our room. And right to the right of the registration table was Gary. And I had seen him, like, man, those are cool. And he's like, he told me how much they were. And I was going to walk straight back to the table and tell you about them. And in that 20 feet, I forgot about it. And when she got them, I was like, oh, man, that's cool. Those are neat.
Yeah.
I want, especially the one, there's one with a big heart and a big eyedropper and a little cupid. I said, man, that's really cool. And she's like, well, you know, Steph gave these to us. And I was like, oh, that's.
Yeah. So we're super thoughtful. And then I went and got a couple more because these are really cool. And so I think if we work it right, we have six, and we have six ink bookcases. So we could put one centered over each
that's
bookcase
a great
on that
idea.
Wall. So
that's
Steph,
a great idea.
I'm going to stare at you. I'm going to stare at your gift from the cash wrap.
So and Gary wouldn't let you pay for them.
Yeah, that he said, you're opening a store, you need stuff. So he handed three. He said, well, I asked how much they were, and he said, which ones do you want? And I showed him the three. Because after Steph brought them, I just kind of ran out.
Yeah.
And he said, take them. So he and Ann were just so excited that we're opening this store. And he said, you're going to need things for the store. So please take them.
Yeah, and then if that wasn't enough, the generosity didn't stop there. Martin and Cecilia brought with them three more pieces for us to hang up in the store. One of them is a large framed print. Framed poster of the reissue of the Parker 51. And it's a really, really cool print.
Yep.
So that's framed. And then two hanging posters of the Parker dual-fold mosaics.
Yep, those
brand
are
new
cool.
in the cardboard, you know, just as they were shipped from Parker. So, really just kind of overwhelmed by the excitement everybody had and their generosity for the store, and it was very cool. So
it was very cool.
We're gonna run out of wall space pretty soon.
You know, that's not a bad.
It's not a bad
me,
thing.
So. You know, we're gonna have a piece of Steph at the store. We're gonna have a piece of Bert. A couple pieces of Bert in the store, which I truly think will make Alice happy, his widow.
We'll have a piece of
Martin.
Pictures and send them,
yeah,
you know.
Absolutely.
Well, we have a big piece of Martin in the store. Are you kidding
yes,
me?
Yes, we do.
By square footage, he wins, I think.
Yeah. I was going to say something to somebody else.
Gary, Steph,
No, something about something we bought or something. I don't know.
We bought something? I don't remember what we bought.
Yeah.
I think that's all we bought.
I hope so. Is there anything else? Oh, we bought each other Christmas presents. We had two pens. I guess you'd call it commissioned.
Don't say what they are until we get them, but we can say. Well, yeah, we won't say. Yeah, we had two pens commissioned. And so hopefully those will be here for... Actually, Lisa just pretty much gave me money and said, here, go to this table and buy this for me for Christmas. So I did, and then the next day she took money out of the cash drawer and said, I'm buying your Christmas present. Yeah, this was on Sunday. This was after, I mean, like, I am pleased as punch after we got the Holland picture. I couldn't have cared less if I didn't buy another pen.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, oh, well, no, I'm buying you a Christmas present. So she went and I know what it is, but...
Yeah.
So she.
That's okay.
Yeah, it is going to be cool. I am excited about
it.
So. And they're going to be matched.
Yeah, they're going to be cool. So. Now we did have a poll about Brian.
Oh, we did. Yeah. It's almost so the poll question was how many? Now, we didn't clarify this here. How many pens did Brian buy at the Ohio Pen Show? Now, are these pens that I'm keeping? Is that the number?
I think the implication is that. That are for you, not necessarily for resale.
All right, these are for the collection.
Yes, for your collection.
No,
I guess for mine. Did I don't think I bought anything.
Well, then now the poll question is how many questions is Brian going to buy? You did buy. You got the Soleil.
Well, yeah. Do I get that now? I thought that was Christmas.
Well, you were going to give me the John Holland for Christmas, but it's sitting right in my hand. So let's just save the Christmas presents that we actually bought as Christmas presents for Christmas.
Okay.
So you get the Soleil now. Anyway, the number one response, was Brian doesn't tell how many pens he buys. Is 42%.
Wow,
that's
a lot.
The second number, 10 to 19, 18%. So, yeah, I don't know what to think about that.
It means 20% of the people who voted, one of every five people. Believes you're going to buy
a dozen
10
pens.
To 19. Yeah,
yeah. A dozen but I mean, 42%, then just, you know, I'm not going to tell.
Okay.
Okay, so number three, 2 to 5 at 13%. 11% thought 6 to 9. 8% thought I was going to buy 20 to 29 pens.
Wait, stop right there. Well, no, do one more.
And another 8%, it was actually a tie, that I was going to buy 30 or more.
All right, so here's the deal. For those of you who voted for 20 to 29 or 30 plus, it's never gonna happen.
Well, now come on, now if
for the collection.
Yeah, if people follow us enough, they can kind of get an idea how many pens we typically buy. So let me count one.
No. You typically buy.
Well, you know.
I maybe do one, maybe two, unless. Peggy's going to tempt me with another DuPont or some Lammies or something. But.
Okay, if you just count pens, we're not counting ephemera.
Mm-hmm.
Believe it or not, 5.
Get out. Really?
Yes.
That's not bad.
And one of them doesn't have a nib or a section or a feet.
Oh.
So really four and a half.
Wait. So doesn't your little tag said every pen had a nib?
Well, you know, I bought a whole, like the chat, somebody in the, Jenny in the chat so astutely recognized, I bought a bag of nibs, so that offsets the fact that I bought a pen that didn't have a nib. Right. Yeah, I got John Holland and Aiken Lambert, two words, and the Esterbrook with the price band.
Okay.
So 13% actually guessed correctly. Congratulations. There is no prize, just Brian.
I'm good. I got mine.
Yeah. Awesome.
I love my
story. I was really happy to find it, actually. I was really excited to see it, and I looked at the price and I said, oh, crap. That thing's coming home. and then, of course, Lisa goes up to the table and makes an even better deal.
Yeah, it was a pretty good deal.
But,
you know, you just...
It's teamwork. That's what it's about.
To talk to, it is teamwork. Yep, absolutely.
Well, I don't make it sound like I don't know how to talk to people.
No, of course you do. Of course you do. But, you know, sweet little old man, you just got to smile and give him a little hug and give him a little kiss and drops.
You didn't give him a hug and a kiss.
I gave him a hug and a kiss after. I kissed his cheek.
Okay, all right.
I gave him a hug. When did we see him last? We saw him in Detroit.
Detroit, probably, yeah.
Yeah. So.
All right, so that was, Saturday. Sunday was pretty uneventful.
Sunday was really very slow.
Really slow, yeah. But, you know, at this point, I think we had agreed it was a successful weekend.
Yes.
Buying and selling.
Did you bring John in? Yeah, because you didn't want the frame to get cold.
No, he was in the car. I was going to bring him in.
Right.
Yeah, and then actually, so I kind of felt bad. So Jack Leone...
comes Bexley. In.
He's from Bexley, and
he's the other half of Bexley.
He indicates that, and I gather he's probably correct. He has probably the world's largest collection of John Holland pens. And he's telling me this story about the picture and how he wanted to get it from Abe Schwartz. But
and
then
Bird outbid him.
Bird outbid him, and he let Bird have it. And the agreement was that
when Bird didn't want it anymore,
Bird didn't want anymore.
Sell it
yeah,
to Jack.
He would sell it back to Jack. Well, so of course now we have this arrangement that you know we don't so ever guess, want it.
Yeah, but he had a proxy bidder because he couldn't make it to the auction, and the proxy bidder did what he said. He said go up to a certain amount, and that's it. And his proxy bidder went up to that amount. We went higher, and that was it.
Yeah.
So,
So I felt so bad because he looked at me like, you know, like he had the puppy dog eyes, and he just
he
was sad. You could tell he wanted it, and
stole that from him.
But you know what? If it didn't go to Jack, it couldn't go to a better home.
And that's what he said. That's what he said. He knew it was going to a good home. And besides, he's got like everything else.
He's got all the damn pens.
John Holland. Yeah. Exactly.
He's got like five. Come on.
So we'll trade you down the road, Jack. We'll trade you 20 pens, our choice, for one picture of a dead guy.
20 pens, our choice. That's a killer deal, I can imagine.
I'm telling you. Because we can copy that picture.
So Sunday was pretty much uneventful till the end. I don't think there was much to talk about.
We were hands down the last one out.
Absolutely, the last people out. Yeah,
most of the time.
But we also wait longer too. I mean, there's a lot of people cleaning up early, and we wait around.
Yes, we wait until the very end because if somebody shows up at 4:30, and they drove in to make it. It's no fun if there's no one left.
Yeah, well, and actually, somebody did come in. They were looking for Sailor cartridges. We were still set up. We had them.
Yep.
Boom! They got their three packs of cartridges. They're happy as a clam. So
exactly.
So we got in the car on the road, drove back. Actually, we had the car filled up in advance, so we only had to stop for gas once, and
that was nice.
Pulled into the driveway about 3:30. After making a pass by the store to see if there was any progress on the store while we were gone. So so let's should we do a quick store update and
we should because we got home Monday morning. What day is it today?
I have no idea.
All right. Well, we got.
I think it's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday. It's Tuesday. It's our podcast, of course.
Oh, duh. So we got in Monday morning. We slept for a couple hours. The internet and the phone were being installed at 1, and so we got up. We took a bunch of stuff to the store from the house. We actually just unpacked right into the store, and awesome. We made a couple trips. That was nice. And then Monday late afternoon, we had Pete, Dave, Dan, Amanda, you, me, Mom. There were seven or eight of us who we got a U-Haul, and we took all the cases, including that huge Parker case that I'm going to bury you in. we took them all to the store, so all the cases are in, which is amazing.
Nothing damaged, which was remarkable.
Thank God. Yeah. I decided the best thing was for Mom and I, and I don't remember if the kids helped or not, but we went in through the front door, and we were just working on stuff, and Brian was in charge of the truck and the cases and all the help so that I was in the clear.
We did. We did a bang-up job. We really busted it down quick, about 3 hours.
Yeah.
Actually, it's probably more like 2.5. And then, you know, and a couple of my friends, they're pen collectors, too. And they're just,
it was funny.
They're like kids in a candy store. Right? It was just really cute.
It was really funny because as they were, you know, moving cases around and putting, you know, this case goes here and this case goes there, a couple of them would stop at the ink wall. Oh, and start taking stuff down
that's a new
or start
one, yeah.
looking at stuff.
They're looking in the book, the ink book. It's like, oh, that's a cool color red. You know, I'm going to check that out, you know. Yeah. So
it was a good time. I am sure that Dave and Pete will be there this weekend.
Yeah, so cases are set up.
The ink is almost completely on the wall. And of course, we got this huge box today.
Yeah, and so... let's see, we've got pens to display now that we have the cases and all the glass shelves are in now, so that's going to be a bear and a half. I don't know how we're going to do that, but and the paper, so.
We did get lucky, and some friends of ours who own a hardware store think that they have a key for the case that we can't get unlocked.
Yes. So they're sending it. Thank you, Mike, thank you. Yep. Yeah, it's actually shipped already, so. Can't wait to see it, so we'll be able to get into that case. But
yeah, it'll be fun. And my mom, big thanks to my mom, because she came up to hang out with the kids while we were gone, since you never know what the weather's going to be like. Both kids drive. They're, you know, 18 and 19, but just to make sure everything's...
Keep an eye on things. Yeah.
Yeah. Especially, you know, with the furnace and what if it snows and whatever. So, yeah. She was helping. She's going to stay through the grand opening. So she, I've been working her pretty hard.
She's probably asleep right now.
Probably.
She might be in the chat. So.
She might be. Everybody say hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
But... yeah, so that was cool, and so every day, Mom and I go down to the store and we move stuff around and clean stuff up, and I'm hoping that it starts to look a little neater. You know, there's always chaos before it's beautiful. So
yeah, it's coming along, of course we've advertised we're going to be open on Saturday, so we sort of have to be open on Saturday now.
We will.
Okay, good.
9:30.
I'm a little concerned about the Parker case because I don't know how the heck we're going to put anything in it now. But
I didn't say we'd have stuff ready. I just said.
So if any of y'all are coming down or coming over,
oh my God.
Or whatever,
and you know that was the other thing at the show. So many people were excited. We had two people, good friends. I think they might be sharing a room, and they started making plans. Okay, now if I leave my house at 7 and I swing by and pick you up, we could be there by noon or whatever. But it was pretty funny.
So
they may show up. That'd be great to see Bill and John.
I just hope that all the product that we ordered is going to actually show up. So,
We're getting 98 pounds of stuff tomorrow.
98 pounds of stuff?
Uh-huh.
What the hell did you order? That's not the box that I want, though. That's not the 98 pounds that I want, though.
No.
Is it?
No, I'm working on that.
Okay.
So.
All right. So that's kind of it for that, I think, right?
Yep.
Well, there'll be more updates. I need to put up a post up on the blog probably sometime in the next day or so before the weekend, so you can kind of keep tabs on what's going on there.
Yep.
And I will say right now, we have booked a guest.
This is cool.
Guest host for our November 26th show. We may, and I have yet to confirm, but we may run the show about a half an hour early, so we may run it at 7:30 for some, due to some time constraints. But well-known in the Penn community, it's going to be fun. So we booked a guest, and I'm excited about that. So.
Yeah.
And he's excited too. So I just gave it away. It's a he.
Okay. Well.
He's excited.
How many he's excited. Are there in the Penn world?
Yeah, there's
bunch.
A few.
No, so. Well-known and very cool.
Big following.
Yeah, very cool. All right, that's it.
No more talk. All right, yeah. Let's do quick. We got a couple new things in, and I think you have them all, I hope.
Cool.
And actually, the item number A is actually up on the website, so I don't have
score.
The pictures, but...
I don't know why it took us so long to get ours.
I don't know.
You'd think A would be first to ship.
I would think so.
We finally got the new Pilot Metropolitans in all the funky colors and the funky patterns. Let's see if I can get it here. So, for example, here's the White Tiger.
Yeah.
So all of those are in.
The blue is cool. The blue is cool.
It's purple.
The purple is cool. Blue, purple, not black. I don't know.
Yep. So it's nice to have some different colors, some different patterns. Still the phenomenal writer for $15. How can you beat that?
You can't. Not really.
Yeah.
You can only beat it if you got $150 in your pocket. Then.
$165,
right. There we go.
There you go.
So Metropolitan, awesome. Yep. Those are up. I don't have pictures, but they're up.
Yep. We'll work on that.
Problem is the camera is here at the house, and all the photography equipment is at the store. So
we're working on it. Give us another couple days, and we will be surprising you with other new stuff as well. Woo-hoo. Yep. Let's see. We got in the new Organic Studio inks that we had ordered, and we finally got. So we have Aristotle, which is cool.
That one really makes me think.
Oh, that's bad. It's an iron golf. Think about that. We got in Copper, which is going to be really pretty. Can't wait for that.
What color is that?
Well, I don't know yet. I'm assuming it's a blue, but... Isaac Newton is a pigmented black.
You know, copper would be like brown, wouldn't it?
Well, I would think it would be green, but I'm not sure.
I don't know. Okay, pigmented black. I'll stop goofing around here. Copper, pigmented black. What else we got?
This one is called Accident.
Yeah, I'm sure.
it's
that looks good.
Yeah, it's a pigmented blue turquoise. But then it has the... I shouldn't really touch this. It has the chemical compound for penicillin, to which I am deathly allergic. So,
So Lindsay will do the swap on that one.
And then pigmented pea green for Gregor Mendel.
Okay, well, that's...
It's a yellow green. That'll be cool.
Probably not going to show up in my pen, but, you know. Okay.
I think it's pretty cool. All right. So we got those in. They will be at the store. They will be online. So that's that.
Yeah, so we're going to have all the stuff that we get in. It's going to be way easier just to come to the store and just check it out there. It'll be way easier for you.
We have a futon.
The doorbell's going to be ringing off the hook.
Be a blast.
We just got the phone installed today, and we've had one phone call, and it was from overseas,
which was so cool. We're gonna get to that in a minute. Yep.
Okay.
And then some Rhodia, the dot pads were restocked, and a bunch of other stuff restocked. So we'll start sending out back in stock notices and all that good stuff.
Okay. Awesome. All right, yep. You got some shout outs?
I have tons of shout outs.
Do it up.
All right. Doug and John. Oh my God. I thought I was going to cry when I saw Doug. I really was.
I think I did.
It was awesome. Just amazing to see them. And Doug, honey, thank you for helping with my Christmas, with my present. So that was great. And John looked great, and we got to meet their friend Mike, and that was good. Yeah. Nelson and Barbara. Now, the funny, they were great. They were a lot of fun. But part of the fun was, and I don't usually do last names, but it'll be fine. Their last name is Sparks. So when I originally looked at Nelson's name tag, I thought instead of Nelson Sparks, it said Nicholas Sparks. I was just like, oh, my God, Nicholas Sparks is here. I guess he gets it all the time. His name's Nelson. But they were great. They were a lot of fun. We got to see our friend Delee again. That was awesome. She is so sweet and so funny. And, oh, my God, what a classy dresser. So, you know, she always had on nice pants, and she had a beautiful blazer and matching jewelry. I mean, she just always looked amazingly wonderful. You know, I just felt schlumpy next to her, but I'm working, and, you know, she's playing. We got to see Thomas again.
Yep.
The Thomas.
We got a nice picture out of it too. So.
Yeah. It was I knew that he was going to be there because he had emailed about Esterbrook Nibs, but it was really great to see him. We took some pictures, had some great talk. It was awesome. Talked about Nibs because, you know, he has the Thomas Nib that Mike Matsuyama does. A huge shout out to Steph. Blew us away.
So actually, we should say this. I'm just gonna jump in. So, like, Steph comes and shows up, and you know, you put your stuff behind our table. That's cool. I mean, you don't have to carry your camera bag and your jacket.
Yeah,
stuff.
Absolutely. Come to a show and just, you know, use our. I mean, we have five tables.
Yeah, we got room, right? So, yeah. And like, Steph just jumps right into work behind the table mode. She's like, take it. Oh, no, you want this one. This one's got nice paper. Yeah, you want this. This is a great pen. That ink's great. You know, marking it on the sheet. And, you
know, it was awesome. Like, it's just like in D.C.
You don't have to do this stuff.
Yeah. Like,
no, that's all right.
Like, okay. So that was fun. She had some other things to do, so she was in and out and in and out. And, you know, offer goes to you know, everybody. Just feel free to put your big camera bag or your book bag or your purse or whatever. If you don't want to lug it around, your coat, whatever. You know, put it under the table, behind the table, whatever. But
just check to make sure you have nibs when you're doing
that. Yeah, just stuff jumps in and starts working. It was great.
Yeah.
I mean, not the working part, but it was just so awesome to see her, especially since we had no idea.
Yeah.
Like in Philly, you know, there are certain people we expect to see. Ira, are you in the chat? We're going to see you soon.
He is in the chat.
Oh, there he is. Yeah. Ira sometimes either makes, usually Philly, sometimes Baltimore.
Yep.
So same thing with Steph. And there are some people we know that we're going to see in Raleigh, or we're going to see, you know, at certain shows, but no expectation to see Steph. And there she was, and it set me back. I was like, wait.
Yeah. We had a great time. It was fun hanging out.
Yeah, awesome. So. Eric. Oh, my God. I had forgotten. Now, we text a lot. I was his first FaceTime. We hear from him, but I haven't seen him in a long time, so it was killer. I can't say kick-ass on air, can I?
You just did, sweetheart.
All right. It was phenomenal to see him and hang out, and he brought us a good luck gift for the store.
He did. Maria. And
Maria, yes. We got it right.
Remembered her name. So.
Yeah. And he brought us some cookies, and I had forgotten to pack Brian's socks, and so when Eric was running to Target, he he got socks for Brian. But it was just fantastic to see him. Ed C., he was, I think, the first person we met. I mean, the first person we saw.
Right.
And sure. Thank you for behaving during the meeting.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. Okay. Bernadine, it was great to meet her, and she was so sweet to bring us stuff. And
Thank you.
I took her over to meet Michael Saul, who we haven't mentioned yet, but Michael Saul was at the show. It was our tables, and then the PCA table, and then the amazing Michael Saul, and we spent quite a bit of time with him. And I took Bernadine over there, and Michael wrote her name, which those of you who've had that experience, you know that it is just phenomenal.
I always have mine at the ready right now. So.
Yeah, just so cool.
Yeah.
So that was awesome to meet her in person. Big shout out to Art for my cool nib. That was great. Cousin Martin called today, so he was our first call.
Our first phone call at the new store, so.
Yeah, it was overseas. How cool was that?
I don't know how we got the number. I don't know. Is it on Facebook, maybe? I don't know.
I think it's on Facebook. Yeah, so. Okay. Doesn't matter. That was cool. Big shout out to Ben, Terry, and Matt Mayhorder for your amazing job. The whole show, the way it runs so smoothly, and Ben takes good care of us at the auction.
Yeah, he does. He
and
does.
Terry just makes everything so look so easy.
So, yeah, he does.
And then a shout out to Martin and Cecilia for the posters for the store.
Yeah.
That was cool.
I'm sure we missed probably 50 people.
We did, Pen Show Brain. I'm sorry.
It's already, the podcast is already going late, but. We say it every time, man. The go to the show in Columbus is awesome. It's really an awesome show.
Yeah. And the pens.
And if you're a vintage collector, God, you gotta get to Columbus. You have 12 months now to arrange your schedule to get to Columbus next year.
And a lot of people to cut expenses share a room. So you can go on one of the pen boards and say that you're looking for a roommate for the show, and you can cut your hotel expenses in half. And in Columbus, you hardly have to buy food because
there's food every night.
Yeah, wine and cheese, night, pizza party, dessert. There's something going on.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, get thee to the show.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Of course, everyone in the chat, of course.
You guys rock.
Thanks for joining.
You guys are so much fun.
What else we got? Anything else?
No. Laundry. We're still not unpacked, but. Hey, what are you guys doing tomorrow? Anybody in the chat? Anybody listening to the podcast? Just come on to the store. Help me out. I got boxes to unpack.
All right. Well, let's close this up. Stay tuned. Next week will be another good show. Comments, suggestions for topics, use your pens. Write to us at Anderson Pens, P.O. Box 732, Appleton, Wisconsin, 54912.
Catch us online. You can send us an email.
Email is brian@andersonpens.net.
Or lisa@andersonpens.net.
You can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/AndersonPens.
We are on Facebook. It is facebook.com/AndersonPens.
The blog is blog.AndersonPens.net.
And the website, AndersonPens.net.
Should we give the address of the store, too? I mean, as long as we give anything else out.
10 East College Ave, Suite 112A, Appleton. 54911. It's in the city center, downtown.
City center, yeah.
It's a real pretty building.
Super easy to find.
Space is really pretty. So, absolutely. If you are anywhere in the area, send us an email or give us a call. And even if it's on a Sunday, we will totally walk down because it's half a mile from home and open up the store. Colburn, just get in the car now. Colburn says it's 25 hours. I drove 25 hours to get to Texas. Come on. Bring Christy. No. If you're anywhere in the area.
No, seriously, yeah. I mean, and if you're coming up or something and something happens and you're coming late,
just let us know.
Just let us know and we'll stay. It's no big deal. We could, it's literally half a mile.
Yeah, it's so great. We walk.
Join our mailing list for advanced notice of upcoming events, new products, special sales. Thank you very much for listening to our podcast. We will see you next week. Have a good night.
Bye, guys.